Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Holly singing Lord, I Need You, and then part two of Pastor Duck's message, entitled Faith in That Name, from Acts chapter 3, verses 11 to 19.
False gospel is delusional and destructive, and it's distorted. And people are believing in hook, line, and sinker in the pulpits today, giving people a false hope that comes with no commitment. And that basically is what false gospel will do. It'll do something that will appeal to your flesh and make you feel good in your flesh, but it doesn't change your life. And folks, that's what we're living in today. People going through the rudiments of religiosity today, and they're not really experiencing Christ in the fullness of the Godhead. And therefore today they are receiving a false gospel that gives them a pat a puff, I call it mentality today, of what the Scripture says, and it doesn't change their life. See, the gospel, the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ, it changes you. It changes you, just not in a moment, just not in a passing day, just not for a few weeks or a few months or even a year or two. I believe it changes you eternally. And I believe the evidence is seen in your life of the change that God has made. And I believe the greatest need in hearts and lives of people is to stop believing these false proclaimers of a false gospel and start taking up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and start believing, thus saith the Lord. Now I'm going to tell you, this book comes with commitment. This book comes with a price. This book comes today with the greatest price that could ever be paid by the pearl of great price, which was the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So, you know, the worst false gospel is subversive, and it basically, being subversive means today that it undermines. It undermines the truth of God's Word. It is seen on television. You've heard it on radio airwaves by people seeking answers. They've been pursuing hope. And basically the end result is they fall into a process of deception. They get turned off with it. They get turned off with the church. They get turned off with Christ. They get turned off with everything that resembles holiness. And they drift right back into the shame of sin that they came out of. I believe if God brought you out, He brought you out to stay out. Amen. So a false gospel is so loved because this is the reason that it is embraced within the confines of people today. Because a false gospel comes with no commitment. It doesn't cost you anything. It doesn't cost you any time. It doesn't cost you of any sacrifice. I'm going to tell you, if you're going to serve the Lord, there's a sacrifice and there's a call. And it's going to cost you something. It's going to cost you your time, it's going to cost you your treasure, and it's going to cost you your talents. And today, we've got to make up our mind, today, do we want to believe a false gospel that does nothing but basically puts a ball and chain on you and shackles you that you are ineffective? God wants to change your life. So, you know, today, a false gospel today, so many churches today are in the position of amusing you or entertaining you, and it comes with no price tag. The cross costs God everything to secure and to purchase our redemption. So maybe today you're sitting here and you're happy because you're saying, wow, I'm glad that's not me. Or is it? Be careful before you say that. A false gospel that makes you look at the miracle rather than the God who supplies a miracle. See, a lot of people are pursuant of the miracles of God, but they're not pursuant of the God that brings the miracle. See, you got to have God in your life. It's just not, well, I'm saved, Pastor, and I mean, you know, that's it. Well, how about the sanctification process? How about the surrender process? How about the sacrifice process? How about giving your all to God process? You know, people declare, I'm born again, I'm going to heaven, hallelujah. Well, that is wonderful. But listen, there's more to it. The door doesn't shut on salvation. The door opens on salvation. That God calls you to do a work for Him. And today we can all today accomplish the will of God. So understanding today, the false gospel keeps you reaching for something that you're never satisfied. You ever notice that? People are never satisfied. They get something, they're still not satisfied. They want bigger, they want better. They want greater, they want grander. They want bigger and better and all the stuff. It's a continual cycle today. You know, they're constantly reaching for love, but they're not finding it. They're reaching for contentment, but they're never securing it. They're looking for peace, but they cannot lay their hands on it. They're looking for happiness today. And I'm going to tell you, you can find happiness, but happiness comes and goes because it's conditional upon a happening in your life. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And whether it's a good day or a bad day, joy is still there when it comes to God. Reaching for a gift today, and what happens is they're reaching for a gift, but they're never reaching for the giver. We're never embracing God. We're never saying, God, take me and use me. God, I surrender my life to you. See, we go through these processes of time, and we're not the people that God called us to be. God's called you to be a person that honors His name, honors His work, and today lives for Him. And maybe you're used to serving Him and you've kind of gotten off center, and maybe today you're not where you should be with God. Hallelujah. This God today will take your life and turn it around. And today He will bring you back into focus of where He wants you to be. See, God doesn't want you to be just an occupier of the bench. God wants you to be in the race. God wants you to serve Him. Amen. Is it hard? Yeah. Does it cost? Yeah. Does it bring frustrations? Absolutely. But you've got to look at the big picture, not at you. You can't look at what you're in and thinking, well, you know, I get frustrated with this. To be frank with you, I resign every Sunday night when I go home. And it lasts 2 seconds. It's not easy sometimes, is it? But you don't let those frustrations of life deter you from being the person that God's called you to be. Because when you make it about you, you're going to give up. But when you make it about Him, you keep pressing forward. You keep going on. You don't quit. You don't lay down the cross. You take it up and you go through the processes of life and you serve God anyway. Amen. Hallelujah. The true gospel looks to the giver. And there's only one true giver, and His name is the Lord Jesus Christ, isn't it? You know, in the miracle of the lame man found in Acts chapter 3, it wasn't Peter who performed this miracle. He happened to be there. But who did he point this man to? He pointed him to Christ. However, the people were amazed. They were marveled at what had occurred there. They came running to see the miracle and the one that they perceived that had performed it. They would say, oh, Peter, Lord have mercy. This is awesome. Look what Peter's done. No, it's not what Peter has done. It's what the Lord has done. And so realizing this, the most remarkable feature today of this passage of Scripture today is not the miracle. It's the sermon. It's not the mirror. See, we're looking for the snap. We're looking for kind of like Rice Krispies, the snap, the crackle, and the pop. But after you douse that stuff with milk, sooner or later the goes out and it gets soggy, doesn't it? That's what some of y'all spirituality does. When the trials of life come down on you, everything gets soggy in your life. Your zippity-doo-dah for the Lord went south. You no longer today have that spirit of expectancy of how great our God is. The most remarkable feature today of Peter's sermon is the Christ-centeredness of it. It's all about Jesus. I mean, Peter could have said this. Yeah, man, it was nothing. I saw the dude. You need something, dude. Here you go. You healed. No. He took zero credit for anything. He knew where his help comes from. He knew where his hope lies. And so Peter takes the people and he draws their attention away from the spectacle or the spectator and away from the miracle. And what does he do? He places it upon the Lord. Amen. It's not the gift that we're after. It's the giver. Amen. So life is basically in the process of looking to the giver. That's why the writer of Hebrews 12:2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Send an email to our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, letter A, and then duck, D-U-C-K, @aol.com. Once again, thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to End the Garden program, ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.